For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Praise God. I was telling the leaders yesterday when we are praying, I said, I can remember like yesterday, you know, I learned how to pray because I was in prayer unit. But I learned how to pray long hours because of troubles and because of circumstance, because of pain. And then that was when I knew that only God can help me. And then I learned how to stay long in prayer. I began to pray more. I began to stay there. I began to cry. I began to worship. I began studying. I went deep into God because it got to a point in my life I realized that, oh boy, if God doesn't help me, I'm doomed. If God doesn't step into my life, my story will never change. So I began to pray more. I began to study more. I began to fast. I began to meditate. I would read the scripture. I could remember reading the scripture and lie down on the bed, just thinking of one passage for 2 hours, because I realized that was my only hope. And that I want to, until you go to a point that you know that there's nobody else can help you unto only God. And then God will really come through for you. But when you have an option, when you have your father, when you have your mother, when you have an uncle, when you have a wisdom, when you have a degree, when you have a certificate, when you have the money, when you have the connection, God will wait for you until everything else has not worked. And then you come to Him. But I pray for you that you will realize faster that only God can help you. I could remember a point in my life when I was depending on my mom and my parents for help. I could remember one day, 300 levels, 200 levels, God told me, I will kill your mother. Just to teach me how to depend on you. From that day, I knew I had to look unto God. Because anybody that tried to take the place of God in your life, God will eliminate a person. To always bring you back to Him. Anybody that will stand in the gap. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. I'm happy to see you. Can you greet your neighbor once again? And say, welcome to church. Welcome to the last Sunday of April. Hallelujah. I'm happy to have you in church. And then we are about to look at the word of God. And then the month of April, we'll be looking at strategic things. And then this is the month of our conference. Praise the Lord. Dominion Conference. You cannot claim you love God and you not be around in this conference. We have only one in a year. What will you be doing? Tell your neighbor the way you are looking like this. You are already planning to miss one of the sessions. Hallelujah. Somebody here has calculated this one will not come. I'm calculating, I'm thinking of Thursday evening. This one I'm thinking of, I'm coming for the vigil. All these morning sessions, I'll not be around. Even when, tell your neighbor the way you're looking. The way, just look at the person's face. I'm suspecting you. Be delivered! Tell your neighbor, be delivered. Hallelujah. You cannot like the kingdom of God and you not be around for this conference. It's kingdom advancement. Hallelujah. You will be here in Jesus' name. Invite somebody. Praise the Lord. Who have not gotten the flyers? Apart from Ayo and Stephen. Who has not gotten the flyers? Everyone else. Who has not invited? Okay, Engineer D. Well, the three of you will get it and then invite. How many of you have not invited somebody here that have gotten the flyers? Please invite people. Come for Wednesday. Say, I'll be here Wednesday. I'll be here Thursday morning. You see, even some people are not even saying because they know. See, I'll be here Thursday evening. I'll be here Friday morning. And I'll be here for the vigil. The Lord make it possible for you in Jesus' name. Now, in the month of April, we have been looking at strategic topics. We looked at fatherhood. We looked at followership. We looked at being planted. And then we are concluding Romans chapter 1 verse 11. I've waited for this day and I'm happy it's here. Hallelujah. For I long to see you. I long for the last Sunday of April that I may impart unto you some, not all, some, hallelujah, spiritual gift to the end that what? Ye may be established. So our topic this morning is the mystery of impartation. Because when you are being mentored, when you are being fathered, expect impartation. When you are following, expect impartation. To be imparted means to give a part
or share with someone, you take off your spirit, or you share your spirit, or you share your grace with someone. In Numbers 11 verse 17, the Bible says, God himself took of the spirit that is upon Moses and replicated it on the life of the 70 elders. Hallelujah. Number two, to be imparted means to partake of another's virtue. Somebody's grace, you are partaking in it. It's not your own, it belongs to somebody, but you are experiencing and touching it, just like borrowing somebody's car. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9, the Bible says, and Joshua, Moses laid hands on Joshua, and Joshua was what? Filled with wisdom. He was imparted with wisdom because God, Moses, laid his hands on him. Hallelujah. To be imparted means to bestow and communicate spiritual verities. Now, there are some things about impartation we need to know. Fact, I gave four. Briefly, I'll just recap. Number one, I said impartation is biblical, both in Old and New Testament. Hallelujah. We saw in Numbers 11, 17, and Romans chapter 1, verse 11. Number two, I said in the first service, impartation does not excuse one from personal intimacy and communion. No matter the level of impartation you receive, no matter who lays hands on you, no matter who is the person, praise the Lord, you will still have to go alone and learn how to fellowship and commune with God. After receiving impartation, you go and pray. You pray and you receive impartation. So, impartation doesn't replace intimacy and communion. Are we together? Come on, are we together? It doesn't replace it. Number three, I said, there are things that cannot be assessed by impartation. I gave two scriptures in that service. I said, there are things that you have to do them yourself. There are things that your spiritual father, your mentor, or whosoever prays and imparts you upon, or whatsoever, you cannot get it. You have to learn it. I gave example of knowledge. I gave example of many things that you cannot get them by impartation. You have to learn it. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Now, number four, I said, but for this afternoon, both positive and negative traits, characters, can be imparted. Both positive and negative can be what? Imparted. Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, be not deceived, evil communication corrupt good morals. Is that correct? Proverbs 13 verse 20 say, he that walks with the wise shall be wise. The reverse of that scripture is what? He that walks with fools shall be what? Shall be what? Foolish. Yes. So it's not only positive things that can be imparted, also negative things can be imparted. So you must be careful with who imparts you and what you receive. You can receive negative characters. Hallelujah. That's why who you work with, you become. If you work with a bad friend, you become bad. You begin to learn his ways. Hallelujah. And it's so bad that it is easily that good can it is easy for people to be corrupt by evil. When you work with bad friends, you can easily become bad. And when good friends work with a good bad people, work with good people. Hallelujah. Number five, I want you to know that impartation is often gradual. Sometimes it can be instant. You know, as you hear the word of God, as you hear someone again, as you're being imparted again, sometimes it can be gradual. In Mark 3 verse 14, the Bible says he was with the disciples for over 3.5 years, transferring his spirit upon them, transferring his mindset, transferring his concept. Sometimes impartation can be conscious and unconscious. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may know something is happening upon you, sometimes you may not know. Sometimes impartation can be intentional and not intentional. You may not want to receive the negative spirit, but it has come upon you. Sometimes it can be intentional. You want it. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6, the Bible was speaking about Saul. Samuel speaking to Saul. He said that when the spirit comes upon you gradually, instantly, whether you are intended it or you didn't. Hallelujah. There is saying in Hausa, let me say it. At least there's somebody here that understands. Zua weje nika. They can cover bida the faringiki. Somebody here understands. Steve understands. I say you understand. What it means is, when you go to a grinding engine, you come with smoke of grains on your hood. You understand? Have you seen people that grind looking like the corn? Is that not true? So even you go to grab it. For many of you, are your has grew up little semovita. But if you grew up... I've never been going to a grinding engine before. Those of you that we can, all of us, we are the ones that can relate. Hallelujah. When you leave that engine, your head, it's something drop on your hair, right? Yes. So that is the way it is. So that it can be intentional. One by one, one by one, one by one. And sometimes it may not be intentional. Hallelujah. But then something is dropping on you. That is the way it is. When you are in an atmosphere, Gradually something is happening to you. Gradually something is happening to you. As you are in church consistently, something is happening to you. Whether intentionally or not intentionally. Whether it's conscious or not conscious. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Not only spiritual things are imparted, but the mind and the souls of people can be imparted. Also physical things. In 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 8, Apostle Paul was speaking. He said, we long to see you, not only to impart spiritual things, but also our souls. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 8. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you, not only the gospel of God only, but also our own souls. Hallelujah. Because you were dear unto us. There are people, because of their proximity, because of their value in your life, you will want to impart beyond spiritual things. You want to impart wisdom. You want to impart finances. You want to impart clothes. You want to impart what again? So not only spiritual things can be imparted. Some dollars can be imparted in your life. Some wisdom can be imparted. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. A lot of things. So, not only spiritual things. That is why you must go for mentorship, like I said, on spiritual. Because as you are around them, they don't only, every time you see them, they say, fire, fire, fire. No. So sometimes they sit you down, they talk with you, wisdom. What of counsel? What of wisdom? Hallelujah. And then finally, some fact about impartation. Impartation is not cloning. It's not what? Cloning. But when you are imparted, you eventually look like the person you imparted. You know, so people say, I don't want impartation because it will clone me. It will turn me to be like the other person. Hallelujah. It's not cloning. What are the necessities of impartation? Impartation makes your life faster. I gave three examples. I said it's like climbing an airplane and trekking. It's like, hallelujah. I gave three examples, but you just need to listen to that. And then number two, I said impartation is necessary to enforce you against negative forces of darkness. Hallelujah. Sometimes you go with the backings of your fathers. You go with what? The backings of your fathers. You are not alone. Sometimes when you declare and then the demons want to attack you, you will not see you. You will see the force that's with you. Number three, why you need impartation is because impartation will make you escape rigorous, painful and costly prices the people paid to have what they have. You will still pay some prices, but it will not be like them. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Some of you don't have to fast like your fathers and your mentors. Hallelujah. My true sons or my three mentors, there was a time I fasted and then I was coughing blood. My son will not have to fast and cough blood. Is that not true? I'm not giving myself that. Like our fathers, Bishop Oyedepo, some of them have done dangerous things with God in the spirit. We don't have to go through those kind of things. Let us receive. Let us inherit what they have gotten. Hallelujah. It will take you another year. Just imagine you are not a scientist. And then you say, I want to discover the characteristics of radioactive substance. Why are radioactive substances radioactive? So you want to start the research at the beginning. Hallelujah. How many years will it take you before you discover? You may not even be allowed to discover, because the people that discover radioactive substance were Maria and Pierre Curie. The people that discover radiophorium and copper. Is it copper? Cu. Cu is what? Copper. Hallelujah. Cobalt. Something like that. Maria and Curie. Perry. They discovered it, and then in the process of discovery, the husband died. Because when they were discovering, they didn't know that when you are working with radioactive substance, you use a block to cover yourself. There was a particular lab coat that you must use. It's silver in color. Hallelujah. So when they started the research, they didn't know. When she discovered, the husband was already dead. That is why they named one of the radioactive substance Perry, after her husband. She discovered that if you didn't know, all you need to do is discover their substance. You don't need to lose your husband before you discover it. You don't need to lose your wife. You don't need to lose your hand. You don't need to lose your leg. You don't need to, because it is 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. A radioactive substance. How many of you have read about Hiroshima and Nagasaki? I mean, I'm sorry, right? They were looking for U.S. troops. They went and killed U.S. They were looking for one or two. U.S. said, this, what you have done is a bombing country. They only drop one. What's the name? Atomic bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's why some Chinese till today, their eyes, some of them, is a mutation. They will never recover till the world end. Ever. Because atomic substance, you will drop it one. You will drop it as two. It will become four. It keeps spreading, 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 spreading. It never dies. Unless what we have, we call half-life. If you have a short half-life, then it can be caught up by that. But then you don't need to discover, you don't need to tell you what I'm saying, you don't need to suffer what they suffer to discover it. You don't need to pay the price to become the price that the Adebo is paying. You don't need to pay. Inherit. Get impartation. All together? Come on. Hallelujah. Number three. Necessity of impartation. When you are imparted, you command the order of authority commanded by the person that imparted you. You will what? Command the same order of authority. In Acts chapter 19 verse 15, the first people that were flogged by demons, that was when demons quoted Bible. And they told you, oh boy, we know Jesus Christ. We know Paul. Can you call you? Where are you from? Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? Jesus Christ sent Apostle Paul and imparted him. But you, who sent you? And then they flogged him. But if they were under authority, they will be able to command the same result that Paul did, that Jesus did. In Luke chapter 10 verse 17, the Bible says, and the disciples, the 70, rejoice with joy because demons, what? Obeyed them. Now the demons obeyed them not because of them, but because of who? Jesus Christ. Come on, is that correct? You will command a level of results that is above your level. You will be able to do things that on your level you cannot. But by impartation, what the person can do, you will what? Do. I was told of a person that was testifying that he was sent to minister to represent Dr. Paul Enetche. And then Dr. Paul Enetche laid hands on him and prayed for him. When he went, he said, praise the Lord. Somebody was saying, I was healed. He himself, two of them, were shocked. Because in his history, he can never, even nobody has said, hey, that has fallen. No, talk of a growth. Disappearing. And then people began to testify in that meeting. He was more shocked than the people. Because he was commanding a result, not because of him, but because of the person that laid hands on him and said, go and minister as I minister. So he will be seeing result, but not because of him. Are we together? You will begin to command result when you are imparted. People will begin to hear you as they hear your father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why you need impartation is the key to sustaining a unique grace in a commission, in a denomination, and in a family. What happens is, every denomination that believes in impartation, the spirit of the father will be in that commission long after he's gone, because people keep receiving it. Hallelujah. I come from, I know all of us, if you are, most of us that attended campuses, you know that when Fanaye are about to go, they'll begin to do impartation for all your longer levels. Then you discover that over time, that ministry and that fellowship almost remain the same. 2 years later, somebody like this person has risen again. Somebody like this person, is that correct? Well, because of the ministry, it helps the grace to remain. But when we have a generation of orangus, hallelujah, rebellious people that don't believe in impartation, after a while, that denomination will be cut short from the spirit of the fathers. And then was this the church I had that their spiritual father was walking on the air? Was it the church that I had that miracle was like fire? Miracle like everything? Was it the church I had that nobody was broke? Look at everybody. What that it means, the spirit of the commission has left them. And then when you look around, you hear of stories of churches, and then you see the churches today, you know something has left. Come on, is that true? So what keeps a grace to remain in a family, in a denomination, and in a community is impartation. Where the spirit of the fathers is being transferred again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. The spirit of Elijah returned to Elisha. And the spirit of Elisha came down to John the Baptist in the New Testament. The spirit never leaves. Because the truth is, spirit don't live. Number six, why you need impartation is for destiny realization and fulfillment. You will never become what you are meant to become until somebody declares, impart, and cause you to rise. Hallelujah. For the realization of your destiny, you need impartation. And then number seven is for higher association and for higher classification by men and demons. Demons will put you on another class because of what has come upon you. In Numbers chapter 11 verse 26, they call the disciple Christians. Christians means Christ-like, like Christ. Hallelujah. Because has imparted. Look at chapter 4 verse 13. When they saw them, the Bible says, when they look at their boldness, they notice they have been with Christ. So they put them on a class that is higher than them. Hallelujah. May you be ranked higher than your normal level. May when they are calling men of God, they will mention your name. When they are calling singers, they will mention your name. When people of relevance are mentioned, because an impartation of somebody important came upon you, you will be put in a class of important people. In the name of Jesus. Because somebody that our generation is hearing imparted you, you will be heard. Hallelujah. No wonder all the sons of the prophet are wealthy. Because somebody that is wealthy imparted them. So you will be associated with people that impart you. Hallelujah. Number 8, finally, why you need impartation is to avoid a life of struggle. To avoid a lot of resistance. I pass here, no. I pass here, no way. That's the way life is. I try catering. Catering is not working. I try sewing. I try hair making. I try restaurant business. I try what again? All you ladies are trying. I try fashion designing. I try long reach. I try, what again? I try lesson. I try teaching. I try business. I pass here, no way. You're just trying things. Hallelujah. Resistance is as head has zoomed on you and said you will not make it. But with impartation, you break the resistances of life. Because what did not stop the people that impart you will not stop you. Because demons have a way to recognize mantles. Because once a mantle has passed this way, do you remember when Elijah passed River Jordan with a particular mantle? The river and the river what? Do you remember that? When Elisha was coming, he did not need to, the rivers recognized the mantle. And when Elisha hit the mantle, the river obeyed like it obeyed the first time. So what bowed to our fathers will bow to you because they imparted us. What bowed to that authority will bow to you. So the struggle that the when you hear the story of Daddy Adeboye, all the way from nothingness to what? Somethingness. I was hearing him share a story. He said that somebody gave him $10,000. He said, not that the person thank you. He said, next time you will do more. The person was angry and left. He said, What is it? Why did we say something like that? And the yes, arrogant. The person was having 5 filling stations that time and then 1 oil rig in Nigeria. The next time the person came, he said that the truth was, that same day, people met him and gave him serious money. So that $10,000, you know what is $10,000 at all? Let me calculate it for you so that you, because you don't understand. How much is $10,000 in error? Hallelujah. Somebody help. My calculator has disappeared. Almost what? Almost 5. So imagine somebody give you $5 million and I say, next time you'll do more. The next time the guy met him, he gave him over 5 zeros in hundreds of thousands. He said, sir, when I left, I was angry, but my life began to change. He said, now you have done more. Next time again, you'll do more. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, the second time he told the guy, next time you'll do more. Yes. Now, somebody like that overcome the reality of struggle. For you, the resistance. People of the sons of the prophet, when I say sons of the prophet, I'm talking about Bishop Edebo, that command the same level of result. My first lady was telling me that there was news online that Dr. Paul and Nature bought a private jet this week. I was like, yo, boy, it's long overdue. It's what? Hey, your father cannot be writing medicine when you're struggling with Corolla every time. He deserves a prayer. Is that not true? Yes. It's long overdue because he will buy it. He said it's not because we don't have the money. But because creation obey him like they obey bishop. The same demons that obey bishop will obey him. So he's not permitted to struggle like them. So when you are imparted, you stay above struggles. And what? Resistance. The resistance that stop people and make them to become beggars in ministry. I will never be associated with them. Never. Every Sunday, come and give. I will not leave here to somebody bring 500 naira. And if three people here that bring 500 naira, we need to buy this, we need to do this, I will not tell you 1,000 naira. 500 naira. 200. I will not leave here till 200 naira. Have you ever said something like that? No. I will never do that till Jesus comes. Why? Because I am connected with people that don't do it. Hallelujah. So you avoid resistance and struggles in life, and this will bow to you as it bows to them. What are the benefits of impartation? Number one, impartation causes you to be established. Romans chapter 1 verse 11. I long to see you that I may impart spiritual gifts to the end that what? You may be what? Established. You are not established if your car is in the mechanic and then you are waiting for a mechanic to come back. You are not established. You are established when you have options. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. You are established when you have what? You are established when you have options. When one bank is not working, you have money in seven banks. Seven banks. When they are not paying in dera, you withdraw in dollars. Come on. That it means establishment. You have options. Praise the Lord. Impartation causes you to be established, like you stand Griga, like you are there. You cannot be moved. I was reading on news last year. There was traffic and hold up in Lagos Ibadan Express Road. And then an helicopter came and carried one billionaire and left. How many of you read the news? Last year. You read it, right? The rest of you continue. That is an established man that cannot be limited. Billionaire. I cannot be on traffic with everybody. In the traffic, helicopter flew. As I enter, clear the road. The rest of you drive and meet me at home when the traffic has cleared. That is some, because once there are certain level of limitation you have, that means you are not established. A church that is established, even if it rains, it will still be full. Yes, hope you know that. Even if it rains, even if service is 3:30 a.m., that is an established church. Even today that the devil is a Holy Ghost Congress starting by 2 a.m., people will wait there. I have been to Vigil in Glory Dome when we are area 1. Vigil is starting by 9:30. People were in church by 11 a.m. They refuse to move for a program that is what? 9:30. Refuse to move. He came with food in church. This seat, I'm sitting here. Just to book seat. And then we are here looking for people. That is a sign we are not yet established. But when you are established, forget it. And then you will soon be established. I will soon be established. Hallelujah. You will have results beyond your qualification. I've said that before. Hallelujah. And then impartation has you to multitask in spiritual potentials. You know what is multitasking? You can do many things at the same time. In 1 Chronicles chapter 23 verse 5, the Bible revealed to David as an inventor. He invented musical instruments. In 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 1, the Bible called David a sweet, was an inventor and he was a musician. A musician that could sing and cast out demons. In Psalms 118 verse 34, called David a warrior. Because he fought and brought down Goliath. His father-in-law said, I need 110 people as my dowry. The guy went and brought 200 dead people. You don't know what happened? So they give me 100 foreskin of Philistines. If 200 is, if he's killing, it's my specialty. He went and brought 200 dead people as a take. See, he was a warrior, a musician, an inventor, and a king. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 4 said he ruled for over 40 years. The only king that had his successor while alive. Hallelujah. Why? Because Psalms 27 verse 4 revealed his secret. One thing have I desired in the Lord that I will seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, beholding his beauty and inquiring at his temple. Hope I'm right. 2 Samuel, Psalms 27, verse 4. Say, so one thing about the desire of the Lord, yes. So the secret was revealed in pursuing the house of the Lord. So he was many things. Look at Dr. Paul Enetche. Somebody working in the healing and deliverance service. He received a National African Award last year of Best Composer of the Year. He received multiple music awards last year. That is a full-time pastor. Full-time artist. Full-time songs written and received. Playing the saxophone more than some Amy Sax. Or more than some Kelly Sax. You know Kelly Sax? People that play sax, they have sax with their name. People that play drum, have sticks. Okay, chuku sticks. People that play instrument, people that play instrument, they add keys. So they imi keys or something like that. So he played the sax more than some sax. Full-time pastor, soul composer, husband, material. He says that he designs his clothes, his suit. Designer of suit. Yes. You can do plenty because different gifts have come upon you. So plus the one you have, receive something again this morning. Hallelujah. How many of you want to be known for many things? You are instrumentalist. That is why I'm enrolling to music school to learn to perfect my keyboard skills too. Hallelujah. Can play the keyboard. Can worship, can sing. And then do some vocal training again. So I'll not be singing like Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Can sing very well. Worship very well. Will preach the word. And plenty of things at the same time. Because different graces have laid hands on you. Many people, we cannot even put you in one class again. Are you a musician? You can do that one. Are you a healer? You are into healing. Are you a preacher? You have a full-time job. Are you? So you can multitask by impartation. Hallelujah. Impartation makes the same grace to be multiplied in different places at the same time. There are many Bishop Oyedepo standing on pulpit this Sunday morning. Hope you know that. He is in Canaan land, Otter. But there are many Bishop Oyedepo standing and producing and replicating at the same time. One is in Abuja. One is in Port Harcourt. Some people are in the east. One is in Goshen City. You know the people I'm mentioning, right? See, the same grace. So impartation makes grace to be replicated. They don't have to die before we have them. As they are alive, multiple grace are being replicated. Hallelujah. Supernatural upliftment can happen by impartation. How many of you know Reverend Intia? I can mention different names of people that rose up by impartation. So have one hand upon you, and then your story will change. 1 Chronicles 25, verse 20. 1 Chronicles 29, 25. The Bible says, and Solomon was exalted by God like no other king on the earth. Uplift men above distinction. Today something supernatural will happen in your life that will cause you to be different. You will not be the same forever. Impartation changes you into what has been imparted unto you. 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 8. There was a way Elijah was dressing. He was wearing a little girdle, living in the wilderness, eating some food. Who was like Elijah in the New Testament? And the Bible says he was dressing like him, two of us. How many of you have seen a pastor and you can say this is your spirit? The way this pastor is preaching, he preached like this particular person. Have you seen people, something like that? Why? Because so much has been deposited on you that you must produce the same result. You will begin to look like what came on you. One of the signs of impartation is similarity. Similar result. The first person to build a Guinness record structure with that was Guinness World Record in less than 1 year with external input. Every eating Nigeria brain. The person to build the largest church in the world today was his son. Record-breaking pillar to build a big national stadium. National stadium bigger. Connected. You cannot give him back to buy an elephant and be behaving like a rat. Your father can elephant and then you are there like a cricket on the ground. No. You will be changed if what came upon you. 100 Canaan land has 3 services with overflows. 100 sitting capacity is overflow. People are angry. Pastor David Ibiomi is designated his own January 110. Another son after the same order. And then the ark is coming. You cannot be connected to river and be thirsty. You cannot. You cannot be working with somebody that's better than and then be there like a cricket. Struggling with Mercedes Benz. Testifying of what? Testifying of 100 million naira. Eh? Testifying of kick and start. See, the impartation will change you to what comes upon you. Healing, third service in Canaan land is healing and deliverance. Third service, every third service, every Sunday. You hear stories of people like even unbelievers. Native doctors advertise their members. This one, go to Living Faith. Native doctor. People have testified, they say that it was a barbar that directed them here. Because this one has passed my power. Yes, you have not heard. What are you doing with your phone? Google Shiloh testimony. Google testimony of Living Faith. You will hear things you will not believe. Baba will say, oh boy, this one has passed my shrine. You see that church, people are coming every time. Go there. Every Sunday. And then we have healing and deliverance service here in Abuja. Every Tuesday. You cannot be connected and your life will be dry. You cannot be imparted by a lion and then you'll be shouting like a mice. Hey, no. You will begin to roar. Gradually you will begin to roar. Hallelujah. May you want to be imparted. May you want to be what? Imparted. When you hear Apostle Mike Oroko roaring like his father. Like Aaron. Like that. Lock them in the room. You will pray to come outside. Pray for days on stage. You will beg to come out. To them, prayer is like oxygen. You cannot be imparted by somebody that prays. And they are checking your time every time. I could remember when I was fasting. How do you understand what I'm talking about? Some of you have not even crossed one day, so you don't even understand what I'm talking about. But if you are fasting for 3 days, the second day, it will be like your bone here want to come out. Your head will be like somebody's pounding. No food, that was no water. Oh boy. Every second day, I will not continue. I tried, I could not. Until I met my mentor, Reverend Vigilis Maker. He said, okay, you want to fast? He said, alright. I was on my knees, he laid hands on me, and he prayed for me. When I came, I tested the grace. The Sunday, I was washing clothes. That is, after the third day of the fast, I was washing clothes. I could not believe that it was already 6. To have enough energy to wash clothes, to tell you the kind of grace that came. And from then, that is a grace that can make you to become a fasting machine. You cannot be saying ulcer every time. You say you cannot. The grace to fast is possible. Every time you carry the Bible, you don't understand. This Old Testament, every time priest sacrifice, this children of Israel are very stubborn. You go to Ezekiel, every time Ezekiel, north, east, south, east, is Isaiah. I don't like Isaiah. Psalms, the Psalms. You go to New Testament, Jesus Christ. You go to, I don't like the way Apostle Paul used to write in Mysterio, but Bible doesn't make sense to you. That is great. I can come upon you that you carry your Bible and sit down one morning and then check the time is 6 p.m. Yes. Something can come upon you that you will like the word of God. That is a great and make you desirous of worship. I can remember the first time I prayed Apostle Selman, the first prayer I prayed, sir, please, I want the grace to be able to worship. That was one of the things I asked him to pray for. Then he laid hands on me.
even the name of Jesus. That was when songs, that was when I remember I began to cry. Songs began to be different. When I hear them, the words touched me differently. Before I was singing. But after that impartation, worship was another thing else. Hallelujah. There is a grace that will turn you. So look at what you want and go for that impartation. And it will change you into that. You want money, connect to wealthy people. Wealth is not gotten by labor. Don't forget it. Bible says, I am the Lord that gives you what? Power to make wealth. You don't make wealth by wearing suit. No banker is wealthy by doing bank job. Hope you know that. How much is your salary? How much is your salary? 80,000 naira. And then you are there, which time? You have left home by 6, at least 6. When you are leaving home by 6, that means you got up by 5:30 to take your bath. And the way you call it, you know, your heart is under tension because you have to be, if you are late, it's fire. And then you close by 7, sometimes 8. Sometimes you have on ATM duty, you have to be there on Saturday. Yeah, you are not aware. And then your rent, how much is your rent? And then you are taking back every day. And then you have to go and eat lunch. You will not prosper like that. There is a power that makes people wealthy. Even though that power will still make you to work, oh, hallelujah. It's not only work, it's what? Make it to work. There are conditions for impartation. Anytime these conditions are made, no matter what is done to you, you will not be imparted. Number one is what I call, what the Bible calls mutual faith. In Romans chapter 1 verse 11 to 12. Romans chapter 1 verse 11 to 12. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. Verse 12. Hallelujah. Yes. That is that I may be comforted together with what? By the mutual faith. Both of what? You and me. Mutual faith means you believe this person have it and the person also believes in you. That is mutual. If you don't believe in the man of God, let him scream blood out of his mouth. Nothing will drop on you. Nothing will what? Cold drop. Like I shared a story the other time of Bishop Dark praying for one of his church members. When he was praying, something told him, open your eyes. So when he opened his eyes, he saw the lady looking at him. He said, what happened? He felt prompted to ask her, do you believe in my prayer? And the lady said, no. He said, which man of God do you believe in? He gave her transport. He said, go there. Yes, it's a good church. Go there. Because once the person does not believe, say anything, it will not enter. Have you ever seen a girl following a guy that doesn't like her? Let her wear bomb shot. Micro, rest power 3 mini. She will not like her. Hope you know that. Have you ever seen a guy, for sure a lady that the lady doesn't like? Let him buy iPhone 12. Give her a house, she will not like him. She will be pursuing one village in Azakuta. If the person she loves in Azakuta, she will still be following that one. So it must be mutual. Once love is not mutual, it will not work. So once spiritual power is not mutual, like you don't believe in the person, no matter what he does, it will not help you. Are we together? Come on, are we together? So I am, you know, some of you, or most of you, very soon you begin to pray for people. Some of you are already ministering to people. Once you are praying for the person and you notice the person doesn't believe in you, don't waste your time. Just say twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder how it does let the person go. Because no matter what you say, it will not enter. If not, you will struggle yourself and think, why is the person not changing? No, the person doesn't believe. He doesn't believe you can help him. Are we together? Number two, I said, is honor. You must honor the person imparting you. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 41, the Bible says, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And then he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive what? A righteous man's reward. If the person say he is an apostle, don't come and call him teacher. You don't go tell him, kukuma belief. Are we together? If the person say, I am pastor, say no, all of us are brother. The Bible says, call no man pastor. All of us are brothers. Continue. Hallelujah. Tell neighbor, continue. If the person say, I am prophet major 7, JP, call him prophet, made yourself JP. You are not the one that gave him his title. Just follow. If you don't follow, and you don't believe in him, leave. You cannot be calling him by his first name. Some people don't believe in titles, then you can call them, but anybody that believes in titles, don't call them by their first name. Are we together? You must honor the grace to receive from it. If you don't honor, you will not even want to give. Hallelujah. Something about honors does something to you like never before. How many of you have ever felt like doing something extra for somebody because of the way the person honored you? Okay, Shoko is right, right? Yes. You will want to remove your shoe for the person. You will tell God, God, if this one's life does not change, me and you up, me and you will. What the hell? Like, you will go the extra mile. Somebody that I'm, and the business, what, wanted to lift him up, I said, God, this one will not die. Reverend David Egweli, how many of you know Reverend David Egweli? How many of you know PCJ in the Dominion City? One of the most topmost pastors. He was involved in a car accident and he died. And God told the Reverend that he's going. Pastor David Egweli said that, God, this one cannot go. So he stayed there till he's back to life. He's not the pastor of Port Harcourt. But, is it this or hours? I can't remember. He said, God, this one, Kenneth Hagin, his wife, God, before the wife was supposed to die, God told him, I'm coming to take your wife home. Kenneth Hagin said, God, I don't want to marry another wife. And you know what this woman is be? Don't take her. No. He refused. I think I read it in one of his books. I can't remember the title now. But he shared it in his book. Actually, but because trust a man. God say, I'm taking her home. God, I never know. You will favor me this way. I love her. I never know. He will start testifying. Let me test fresh blood. This woman. It's not true. I said, no. Why? Because that woman has honored him all the life in ministry. Number three condition for you to be impartant is what I call a gradient. Hebrews 7 verse 7, the Bible says, without controversy, the less is what? Blessed by what? If you want to get blessed, you get blessed by connecting up. Not at your level, not down. I know somebody will understand me. You get blessed by collecting what? Up. Not your level. Not what? Down. You are obligated to help your mate. You are obligated to help people down to you. You must give your mate. You must give somebody lower than you. But then if you are giving, those know that those givers will not lift you up. The one that up is the one you give up. All right. Praise God. Somebody will say, Bishop Oyedepo doesn't need money. He's wealthy. He's the billionaire in dollars. He doesn't need money. I don't know if he's a billionaire in dollars. Anyway, but he's a billionaire. Why must you give him money? He doesn't need your money. You need to give him. For you to be blessed. What? You are the one that need it. Once you give him, you will be blessed. He doesn't need your money. But you need to be blessed. So you give up to be blessed. You must be lower in a position to be blessed. If today Pastor Min wants to pray for me and then he's the one that goes on his knees, I receive that grace, I will never be blessed. For me to be the one to receive it, I must be the one to drop apostle or pastor and go on my knees and he prays for me. Somebody must be low and somebody must be while impartation. We cannot be. You colleagues as mates. So Pastor Mina is your pastor. So they'll be analyzing your revelation. When somebody is leading prayer, see my roommate, see this guy, I saw him watching a movie today. They will not partake because they see yourselves as equals. Then somebody must come down to be imparted. Because things travel from region of higher concentration to a region of what? See, even if the impartation is going to last for 2 minutes, for that 2 minutes, assume you are lower. Sometimes people that will bless you are people that are you are higher than. For the sake to receive what they have, you must come down. You must what? If you say you are a golden cup, put yourself on top of the tap and see water will enter. You have to come under the tap. Two of us. No, I am a golden cup. I will not come down. You will never receive water. You will die of thirst. So no matter who you are, you have to come down. When you notice somebody around you that has a grace, go down. Buy a Coke and say, sir, I don't see you as my roommate. I don't see you as my father. I don't see you as mama. We meet in the kitchen every day. I notice you have a grace for leadership. See the way you coordinate the house. Look at the way you manage resources. I cannot imagine you brought this out of this. And my life is looking like a pussy, confused everywhere. I need this grace. Pray for me. No, stand up. I'm not joking. Pray for me. When somebody wants to impart, you don't stand. Impartation is different from other prayers. Either you go on your knees or you lift your hands. Both of them are postures of surrender. So go to the person. I remember when I was in a relationship, when I see a relationship that is working, I will buy them a recharge card or I will buy them a ticket or I will do something to that relationship so that I want that kind of relationship. You don't have a relationship and your own is not working. Every day is clinical. Every day. A looter. You drop the phone frowning every day and then you see another girl, another guy. Always as if they are in Hollywood. So to them and say, I want this kind of grace for relationship and marital bliss. You see your mate having money and it's legit money. How are you doing this? Connect to that grace. Things happen by grace and then you must go down. Don't go and meet him and say, okay, you know, as your MD, I notice the way you sing, you have a grace to sing. I want it, pray for me. And then you go braggadociously. Even if you quote King James language, you will never be. You will what? Never be blessed. So you must go down to receive. Hallelujah. And then number three, you must be spiritual. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. You must be what? Spiritual. The Bible says, which things also we speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with what? Spiritual. 14 now. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are what? Foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. I was reading a testimony of a foreign artist this week. She was saying that one time she was in service with Darlene Search. And then Darlene Search ministered at Empire. She didn't know something happened on her. Until a few months later, she began to minister. And then she noticed what was happening in Darlene Search meeting was happening in her own. Then she now remembered that something happened that day. You have to be spiritual to know that when you are leaving this church today, you may not be leaving with cash in your hand. But you must know that something has come upon you. It may not be money. It may not be physical. But you must be spiritual enough to know that something spiritual is happening to you. Anytime you're in church, the pastor may not give you money, like when you go to bank. But you must know that something spiritual has come upon you. Something spiritual will come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. And then finally is the law of specificity and focus. Elijah asked Elisha, what do you want? Matthew 7 verse 7. Anytime I read the scripture, when Jesus Christ called blind Bartimaeus. Of course, blind, the guy was blind. That means he's looking for eyes. But Jesus Christ asked him what? What do you want? Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. So what do you want? When you see me and say, please, apostle, pray for me. What do you want? I pray for people for several things. I have several things. I pray for people to read book. Hallelujah. So you must know what it's because somebody else may not want prayer, but want the grace to start a church. It takes the grace to start a church. Hope you know that. And then to continue pastoring. It's another level of grace altogether. So somebody, all he wants for me is the grace to start a church. Somebody else, all the grace is the grace to marry early. Somebody else, all he wants is the grace to pray. Somebody else, all the grace is what. So many people, so you must know what you want. And be specific about it. How impartation happen or the channel? Number one is by prophecy. Say, neglect not the gift of God that was upon you by prophecy. 1 Timothy 4:14. By prophecy. You know what is prophecy? Spoken words. 1 Timothy 4:14. Neglect it not. It mentioned two ways and two channels in which impartation happens. Number one is what? Neglect not the gift that is in two, which was given to you by what? By prophecy and what? Laying on of hands. So as I am prophesying, something is coming up. And then as hands are laid upon you, something is coming upon you. Number two is by forceful tapping. What did I say? By the junior. In 2 Kings 2 verse 12, Elisha called the impartation by force. Say, my father, he grabbed the mantle. Elisha, he said he took it. Elisha did not give him. By force and by power. The woman that took virtue, when virtue leaves somebody, that means impartation has happened. I remember, I said, virtue. She went to Jesus Christ and by force took the mantle. So even if the person doesn't want to impart it, you can take it. And then there are three conditions to take it by force. So what do you want to know? Come on, do you want to know? Number one is serve that grace. Even if the person doesn't want to impart you, the grace upon you. Number two is give to that grace. Even if the person doesn't impart you, it will come upon you. Number three, honor that grace. By force, it will come on you. By what? Force. I was reading the prophet Mark and I said there are many people that want to see him for spiritual fatherhood and mentorship. And then they cannot see him because the higher you go, the more busier you become. The what? More busier you become. And then the more important your time become. So, he said that some people, he has noticed some ministries that did not come to him. But behind, they were busy sowing to him. And then his grace came on them even if he didn't want the grace to come. So anybody you like, you want their grace, if it's Nathaniel Bassey, if you want their account number so badly, you will get it. Hope you know that. If you want their account number really seriously, you will get it. Because if you want something, you have 100 ways to achieve it. If you don't want to do something, you have 100 excuses not to do it. So if it's Nathaniel Bassey grace, I'll be here singing, I love, and you see yourself singing, and then Nathaniel Bassey putting his hand on your shoulder, tapping you and saying, sing on my song. You'll be singing him in your vision. You go sing, go happen. You happen like that. Hallelujah. Look for their details, so to their life. You know, did he say me this when he tell you? Because it's a principle I'm telling you. So to them, or serve them, since you cannot be his backup artist, the only access you have is sowing and honor. And that is 2/3. The grace will come upon you. Anybody, give them, serve them, honor them. Even if they don't want, by force, you will tap that grace. Hallelujah. Because people can be selfish with their grace. Another way you can impartation happen is by the word of God. By studying the word of God. By meditating. He said, he spoke to me and the spirit entered me. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. All scriptures are profitable. In fact, in 1 Peter 1 verse 21, the Bible says, the last verse, holy men spoke by the inspiration of God. How many of you have ever something happened to you when you study the Bible? Good. Impartations will happen. You will wake up as if you are drunk. The Bible is not against highness, but the substance that gets you high. Study the word of God, you become high. So imparted by the word of God. How many of you will study the word of God to be imparted? Imparted by the ways of God. Imparted by the spirit of God. Sometimes you will read some things and then your mind will say, Lord, this cannot happen. Bishop Edebo said he was reading the Bible one time and then he screamed, I can never be poor. The wife said, Kilo de, Kilo Shele. He saw it in the word of God. Is he poor now? Dangerously wealthy. What does he say? Dangerously wealthy. Hallelujah. And then intimacy with the Holy Spirit is another one of the best channels for impartation. Intimacy. Intimacy. When you spend time, the Bible says Jesus Christ earlier while Mark 1:35, he goes to spend time and pray all the while. Philippians 2 verse 1 to 2. When you spend time alone with the Holy Spirit, you will be imparted. You will come out bold. How many of you have noticed that
When you pray long or when you worship long, you are bolder. You are what? Bolder. If you want to pray or you want to minister, pray in tongues for some hours. When you hold the mic, you'll be looking for the devil. Where are you? But the day you came with it heavy pounded yam in your stomach, after watching Marlene, season 37 or season what, any season, and then you have ministration, then you just came up with the mic and they collected the mic. You will speak in tongues, your tongues will be dry like dry yam. Kaya kaya, zazaya. You will know there is no power. But when you are charged, you will know that your words carry power. How many of you have spoken before and then you could feel power in your words? Yes. As you spend time with God, you are imparted with mysteries. Your eye will be red. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hindrances to impartation, I gave the hindrances, I said, is the lifestyle of sin. Distraction from men. Many times when your word is coming, somebody will distract you. 2 Kings 2 verse 3 and verse 5. Elisha was almost distracted by the prophet. Don't you know your master is going? They say, I know it what? Hold your peace. So you know, that is to tell you the rest of them were Nahus. You know it's Nahus? On serious people. So you know he was going and then you are busy gossiping. Me too, I should follow you and be gossiping. May you not be distracted when your word is coming. Sometimes it's demons. You see in a service where God is about to move, somebody will stand up here and begin to shout, the Lord is here, the Lord is here. The Lord. No, that is not from God. Or people begin to cough unexpectedly. People can cough once in a while. You know, that's natural. But when everybody, like, cough is distracting everybody. Or suddenly demons can make children to begin to cry in church. There are some cries that are not normal. Hallelujah. So we must be sensitive to demonic distractions. Sometimes your back begins to scratch you. So they say, lift up your hands and then you begin to look at the lady close to you. And then remember your shirt that's torn here. Forget the lady and lift up your hands. Is that not true? Don't be distracted by your phones. Your phones must be on airplane mode. Unless you are expecting something when you're on a journey, and then you must attend to that person. Because if you are with Governor Alhaji Ayabello, your phone will not vibrate. You will drop it in the car before you enter. True, yes. But people will reply, the day I closed service here, I saw some people status here. You know the time? Should I tell you the time? The people know themselves, I've not mentioned the time. Not once, not twice, yes. Right in the service, I'm telling you, it was not even in between services. In the same service, the person was uploading status. Somebody shout hallelujah. Imagine what was happening that, and then it was around 8:43. Definitely 8:43 is the major. That's one. Another one was, I just smiled. I said, Jesus Christ. I'm screaming on that time now about anything uploading status. And some people is, you know, when there's a time you can sleep once in a while when you are tired. But if you make sleeping your primary assignment in church, especially it's time for the word. Bible says, all men shall what? Bishop Bessie, that was I said that he's preaching and then his pastors in front, some of them will sleep and their eyeglass will even fall down. Say, what was his problem? Is it my sermon is not powerful? They say he read in his Bible that old men shall dream dreams. He say, okay, so these people are old and they are dreaming. So let them. He say he forgot about them again. He doesn't even concern whether they're sleeping or not. But so long as you are young, try to make every Saturday sleep on time. Do you know the day I sleep every Saturday? I could not believe there was 5 a.m. today. I woke up 5 a.m. I slept around 3 or 2. That has been my routine. Every time I service, I reverse my note at midnight. I sleep every night like that. Once your heart is there, it can overpower your natural strength. You cannot be sleeping every Sunday. See, I'll not be sleeping at all. Not even talk of every Sunday. May you receive that grace not to be distracted. So look at your neighbor. The next time you're sleeping, tell him impartation is happening and you're distracted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody else is making is noise.
Hey, look at mama, look at mama. Mama is in church. Look at what she's wearing. That her suit. Look at Ayo. I like the way you should dress. Look at Apostle. Look at Apostle. Look at the shirt. And look at the decoration. The fan is not reaching us. Or look at it. Yeah. How many people discuss this in service?
You will be amazed to hear the discussion that happened after every service. So don't allow, that is why your word may be coming. Yesterday something happened spirit. I was listening to a message. The message was 3 hours, 15 minutes. One message, like preaching straight, 3 hours, 15 minutes. And then at the point he said that somebody just got what I said in the last seconds. I said, really? What did the man say? I reversed back 2 times to be able to get it. Then this point came to my mind. That is how people miss things. Meanwhile, when he said that, I did not even pick it. Until when he said, somebody just got what I said in the past. Then I have to reverse back and listen. Because when your word is coming, devil knew this is your word. They will distract you. May you not be distracted. See, sometimes there are meetings I'll go to, and then even the way I dress can be a distraction. Hope you know that. You wear tight clothes, you'll not be able to pray very well in prayer meeting. You cannot be doing like this. We're not joking. You cannot. People don't do something, I just wonder. You cannot be chewing gum. You cannot be minding your sweat. No. By the time you face demons, you forget you're a slave queen. Hallelujah. Don't allow fine girl and fine boy distract you. Don't allow your shoes to distract you. Hallelujah. Forget the dust and focus. Who cares? Hallelujah. And then another thing that stops people is insensitivity. As God is moving, somebody is taking my voice, somebody can be ministering powerfully. Like the songs the choir minister almost brought tears to my eyes. Meanwhile, somebody was taking the note that the person was singing in. Hope you know that. Somebody was taking the mic. And then you miss impartations. May you be like that, not be like that in Jesus' name. Come on, hallelujah. The last hindrance to impartation is neglecting and wasting previous impartations. When you neglect and waste the previous ones, why should God give you another one when He knows you waste it? Why should another grace come upon you when you should waste it? 1 Timothy 4 verse 4, what did he say? Neglect not the gift. How many of you have been imparted with some graces and you know you have neglected it? How many of you can remember that people have laid hands on you and then you have neglected what came upon you? Is it true? Many of you, once upon a time, you were seeing visions. You were dreaming dreams. But then you neglected that gift. Many of you, sometimes you could sing spiritual songs. You have received songs before. But songs again, because you neglect the gift. Many of you, before the fire to win souls came upon you, once upon a time you were inviting people to church, but nowadays you don't. So when you neglect previous impartations, new ones will not come. Because even if you are God, you will not put more, because this person will still waste it. So the way to have new ones is use the previous ones. Hallelujah. How many of you will reverse or revive some impartations in your life after this service? How many of you want me to pray for you to revive those impartations? Because I know many of us will receive a lot of things. But then they will come back today. Come on, they will come back today. What to do after impartation? Know exactly what has come upon you. Like this morning, something will come upon you. You must know what is it that came upon you. Because the Bible says you don't know what manner of men you are. Number two, develop the fruit of the Spirit to match the equivalent grace. When spiritual gifts come upon you, you need the fruit of the Spirit to sustain it. Come on, are we together? Number three, what to do after impartation is steer and fan to flame what has been imparted unto you. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. The Bible says steer in or fan into flame the gift. Is that correct? So when you receive the gift of healing, look for sick people and begin to pray for them. Is it true? Come on, is it true? How will you know you can heal if you don't pray for sick people? When somebody in family has is having stomach problem, don't be looking for somebody. Take it. What does it? Take it. Take the person. Take it. The anointing has been there. Steer it to front to work. Steer it. Just steer. Apply for special numbers, even if you cannot sing very well. Begin to steer the anointing. Is that not true? God said you are a music minister, and then grace will come upon you. Apply for special number. Let people laugh at you after singing. Come down. Sometimes you'll be ashamed as you are coming down the staircase. Come down. So that you will sing and pray, the ground will open so that you enter. Has it ever happened to you before? After you minister, and then you will wish the ground will open so that people don't see you. Or you wish there's a back door on the stage. So that you follow the back door and just leave and go home stage. Has it happened to you before? If you have not happened, you are not serious. Hallelujah. A man of God, you must pray for a sick person. A person you say, I'm not healed. Hallelujah. That happened to me before, so I know what I'm talking about. And when it's a village people, you are in a real problem. Because village people, if it does not happen, it could happen. If it's city people, they will even encourage you. It's better now, it's better now. You can sit down a little perfect. But village people, no, I feel it again. And then especially if it's somebody interpreting, well, ask the person, how's he feeling now? No, the interpreter is interpreting you. Is he there? Okay. But don't be ashamed. Just you are experimenting. One day the sickness will go. Because if you are tired and you give up, one day you never raise a dead person. You pray for a dead person, you did not rise. Look for the next one. Maybe this one kills somebody before it die. Look for the next person and what? Pray. Maybe this one disappears. He has a cost. Look for it. You must get one. But if you give up, you will never raise somebody back to life. Steer it. Come and sing. We'll give you a chance. If God says you're a drama artist, don't come and be playing here anyway. But come. We'll give you time. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 13. 2 Peter 1 verse 13. I want to show you something very, very important. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 13. The Bible says, steer the gift by what? Remembrance. By what? Remembrance. Always remember it. Anything that comes upon you, write it down. Yet I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to steer you up by putting you in what? Remembrance. So always remind yourself. Always what? I am an apostle to the nation. Apostle, the mantle for financial dominion has come upon me. Marital mantle for relationship settlement or anything that has come upon you, remind yourself. Hallelujah. Finally, as I'm closing, don't forget that intimacy and spending time with the Holy Spirit is the surest foundation for all impartations. Be led by the Holy Spirit on who to impart you. Don't just go anywhere. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 22. Please, can you put it on screen? Be careful who listens on you. Without knowledge, impartation can be wasted. Hallelujah. Study and understand the kind of impartations that come upon you so that you may prosper. Hallelujah. For those of you that are ministers, the Bible says, lay what? Lay suddenly on what? On no man. Ben, he said one time he was preaching. And then one woman was sitting in front crying. First day, second day, crying. No, as a man of God, you'll be touched. My goodness. My message is powerful like that. So he went to lay hands on her and pray for her. He said that was the first time in his life as if I had God spoke to him word to word. He said, don't touch her. God, she's touched by the word. Touched by my administration. I want to establish it. Because don't touch her. But God later told him that this woman began to download her offenses. The Bible says you will partake of their sins. So be careful who comes to you to lay hands on. Be careful. Because some people come with you with a charm on their head. Hope you know that. You lay down and you'll not be the same again. And you too, don't be carrying your head to everybody. Lay hands on me. Because they say impartation now. Every prophet, every pastor, you see somebody with yellow garment, lay hands on me. White garment, lay hands. Everybody, you must be very, very careful. Because once lay hands, your body is a sure contact to you. Are we together? So be what? Careful. With people that lay hands on you. Certain people, especially your head is very, very important. Dr. Paul Lennie said one time, he met Bishop Oyedepo. He said, sir, please, I want you to unlay the hands that has been laid on me. Like wrong hands have been laid. He said, Lord, unlay those hands. Not is unlay. That is redo, control Z. redo those unlaying, remove them from my head. Because some things can be happening in your life because of hands that have come upon you. And they were wrong. Be very, very careful. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you got wisdom first and understanding? Do you understand? Now, how many of you desire to be imparted? Can we put on our feet, first of all, and appreciate God for the word? And say, Father, we thank you. Can we have mean? Can you go on the keyboard? We pray for your first service. So that one is enough for you. Can we be on our feet and appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you. I said a lot of specificity and focus. Begin to ask God what you want. Ask God for what you want. Oh, yeah. Something is going to come upon you this morning and you'll not be. Layana mando salabaya kadeya. Man, brother, balagadi. Don't forget that it's taught the law of spirituality. This is a moment to be spiritual. Angels are already here to touch, to cause your life to be transformed. Lord. Eh, kala baya da, brother malanda galaga da, brother balaga daya. La mante kapranos kadiya, mante kete brege de brala balaga da, brother balaga da. Lete ke bono moskata malanda kaprona malanda kapradiya. Lete ke de brada baga da raga da brana malanda kaprona mash. Lente vayando. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you have a call to the ministry, can you come to the line, to the front? Let me pray for you. Lay hands on you, but I pray for you. Like you have a call, you feel a calling to the ministry. Music ministry or any kind of ministry. And then you feel that they call upon you for ministry. Ministry, ministry. Let me pray for you. La payanda kabradia. Lete kete brodo boko dosi la kabrada baya gada gada gana man. No, no, you can lift up your hands. Kasana palada kabradia. Talk to God about your desire to be used by Him. Hey, shamala da kabrana malana gadia. Something strange will come upon you this morning. Kala boko barakata brana malana gadia. The grace to start and finish. The grace to grow. The grace to be tenacious. The grace to be consistent. The grace to be resilient. The grace to start well. Every deposit of God in your life. Every office that God has called you to function in. In the name of Jesus, you will fulfill your ordination. Every bell on the way, every distraction, every confusion, everything that did not cause us to give up will not cause you to give up. I declare we will hear of you. We will hear of you. We will hear your story. You will fulfill your ministry. The tenacity to grow. I impart you on you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can take your seat. Now, see, I didn't plan to pray for any particular person. The Lord just spoke with me to pray for people. I didn't. The only people I was thinking who come, I only had one person in my mind to come. I didn't know that a lot of us have a call to ministry. So all of you are like this. And you have been behaving as if, and when I'm talking, you've been looking at me. I've seen you now, Abigail, Adiola, Mama, Engineer D, Ayo, all of you. But from today, my relationship with you will change. Even did he come out? Okay, only you and Stephen. So, all like this, the call of God is upon your life. And then you have been behaving, you have changed in Jesus' name. Say amen. You cannot be behaving like civilians in church, where everybody is a soldier. The two of you that are into business and human rights, whatsoever you do, the works of your hand prosper. I declare over the works of your hands, the same anointing that caused us to advance, you advance. You prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Now everyone lift up your hand.
the name of Jesus. I declare that it is well with you. None of you will be a baby in the things of the Spirit. Every grace that has been imparted on you that you have lost, I declare them restored. I declare them restored. From today, new grace, new gift, new ability, new grace to wait on God, grace to pray, grace to study, grace to fast, grace to read, grace to maintain integrity is upon you. You will never lack helpers. You will never be stranded. Your life cannot serve God and you become like others. As you leave this place, you are changed forever. You will never be the same. You touch His grace. Oh, you will never be the same. Oh, you will never be the same. Oh,
transformation has started. Your establishment has started. I long to see you that you will be established. You will be established. You are established in the name of Jesus Christ. As we see in the conference, I believe you will not be the same in the name of Jesus. Take the announcement. But shall I close? Or please, we are back. Please, the conference is Wednesday. 5 Thursday 9 a.m. Thursday 9 p.m. Friday 9 a.m. Friday 9:30 is a vigil. Hallelujah. I call into ministry now. The Lord will give you the grace in Jesus' name. Ministry is the work for the kingdom. Invite somebody. Please don't come alone. If they don't have transport, we will pay for their transport. Let them come to be blessed. If you are interested in the kingdom, and I know you are, I believe I will see you, right? Anything that will stop you is cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare over your offering, may you be imparted to flourish. Very soon, one of you will call me and ask for the church account number and drop some comfortable 60s and apologize. Say, Pastor, don't be angry. I will send the real one when I'm ready. See, you're not saying amen because you don't believe. You will prosper. You will what? Prosper. Very soon I will get a call from you. +214. Nigeria is +243, right? 234. I will call a call from one of you. +214.
plus 271 plus 837. That is calling me from out of the country. Say, Apostle, do you have the miscellaneous account? I say, I have been waiting for you. I have it. Do you want the church or my personal number? Say, church, I will send the church today and send you one tomorrow. I will meet some of you in the airport very soon. I may not. Some of you will have had two or three children, and then your PA will be carrying your back. You'll be calling my name, I will not recognize you because my PA will be blocking you. But you'll not be the only one that will prosper. My PA will be blocking you. Who are you? When you say, when I look, is it JJ? Kalabayagalagadi. You see, what I'm saying is like, it will happen. Very soon I will see your wedding invitations. And then you will not marry a prayer point. You will not marry an accident that happened. Or an accident that is waiting to happen. You will marry a husband material. Wife material. My wife told me one day, say, if marrying you means I don't have sense, I don't want to have sense. That means I am a blessing. You will marry your husband better than me. I cannot have a problem in life. You will marry the fine ladies, beautiful ladies. Heart of gold that will give you peace. See, I am praying over your offering, or making all these kind of prayers. Your offering will direct you to the right people. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. The work of your hands is blessed. In Jesus' name. See you in. I know you'll be transformed in Jesus' name.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.